A remarkably well-preserved church has been standing in the city of Maastricht in the Netherlands for centuries. The church is called St. Peter and Paul Church, and its origins may date back as far as the 11th century, though historians generally agree on the 13th century. In February 2026, a section of the church floor unexpectedly gave way during routine maintenance. Workers immediately set about repairing the damage. While they were breaking up the collapsed section, they stumbled upon a human skeleton. Alongside the remains, they came across an old French coin dating from around 1660 and a small lead bullet. Experts are now looking into whether the skeleton could belong to the legendary French soldier known as D'Artagnan. He was a real historical figure who devoted his life to serving the French crown. He eventually rose to become captain lieutenant of the King's Elite Corps of Musketeers under Louis XIV. D'Artagnan is perhaps best known as the inspiration behind the main character in Alexandre Dumas' celebrated novel The Three Musketeers, published in 1844. The story has since given rise to numerous films and theatre adaptations and continues to capture the imagination of people all around the world. D'Artagnan met his end in Maastricht on the 25th of June 1673, during the French-Dutch War, after being struck in the throat by a musket ball. Since transporting his body back to Paris in the summer heat would have been extremely difficult, soldiers most likely buried him quickly in the ground next to the church. The French army was setting up camp very close to the church at the time. Scientists are currently carrying out a detailed investigation at the laboratory in Germany. They are comparing DNA taken from the skeleton's jawbone with that of living descendants of the Debats family. The result could finally put to rest a mystery that has puzzled historians for more than 350 years.